This is WNYC. I'm Isaac Davey Aronson. If you think you're seeing more people on scooters this summer, you're probably right. The number of two-wheeled vehicles registered in New York State continues to increase each year at a higher rate than in most other big states. That's according to the State Department of Motor Vehicles. Scooter users say it's the easiest way to navigate the city, and it burns far less gas than a car. But while the two-wheelers may turn heads on city streets, riders say they don't get much respect. WNYC's Jim Colgan set out to find out why. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Isaac.
And Jim, we should say up front that you recently started riding a scooter yourself.
I did. Right at the beginning of the summer, I decided to buy a scooter and I used it to commute and I used it to get around the city. And I love it, I gotta say, but it also comes with a lot of dangers. So I took to the streets to find out if my experience was like other New Yorkers. And I spoke to first here Melissa Lucas from Brooklyn and Michelle Eisenberg from Manhattan. And here's what they told me.
I don't like being bound to the MTA. I don't really like being around people, so this is perfect for me. And I get around faster.
Oh, it's great. Wind, you don't have to take the subway. You watch everybody, everybody thinks you're cool.
And the people I spoke to also say it's a far more fuel-efficient way, so they feel better about using a motor around the city. You certainly get far more miles per gallon, but some of the older bikes do emit more pollutants.
Well, and I certainly hear that not being bound to the MTA thing. I'm a bicycle rider myself, and how is it different riding a scooter from riding a bicycle?
Well, you have the same freedom of a bicycle in a way. You have the wind rushing at you. You can sort of move around more easily. But it is a motor vehicle. You do need a license, and you can also go as fast as cars. But unlike cars, you don't have that shell, that layer of protection around you. So that's what causes a lot of the fear. And that's what concerned a lot of the people I spoke to, like Kevin Cosey here from Manhattan.
I think the main thing that you really got to watch out for is car doors.
Taxi drivers do not see you, choose not to see you. Even when they do see you, SUVs are out to kill you.
It's stressful because I like to go in between cars to get ahead, and that's not always a good idea.
It's also illegal.
Oh, no, yeah, that too.
Wait, that's not legal?
It's not actually legal to share a lane with a car, even though every scooter rider I spoke to and anyone I see does it. It is legal in some places around the world, including California, but not in New York and not in most states. And that's something called lane splitting. But that's just one of the bounds of the law that the scooter riders I spoke to feel comfortable pushing. Kind of like bike riders, you know, who sometimes feel that they don't have to observe all of the traffic rules for cars.
Never. Not true.
Scooter riders, not to the same degree, but they certainly feel that they can share the lane. They also feel entitled a lot of the time to park on the sidewalk. And that's because when they park on the street like the way they're supposed to with the cars, they often get knocked over by the cars. And that's something that concerns a lot of scooter riders. So I spoke to Jesse Erlbaum. He's from a group called the New York Motorcycle and Scooter Task Force. And here's what he told me about that.
About 58% of all riders of scooters and motorcycles in 2009 had their vehicles knocked over at least once. So we're talking about nearly 60% chance in a given 1 year. It's not like forever, but in a single year, 60% chance of getting knocked over. I mean, if that was a level of damage for automobiles, there would be riots in City Hall.
And one way that scooter riders get away with parking on the sidewalk is by taking off their license plate, which is often attached by Velcro.
Now, can scooter riders use bike lanes?
No, not at all. They're motor vehicles and motor vehicles are not allowed, but that doesn't stop them doing it. And that really annoys bicycle advocates that I spoke to, like Noah Budnick, who's the deputy director of the group Transportation Alternatives.
We have 6,200 miles of roads in New York City. We only have a couple hundred miles of bike lanes, and those lanes are for bike riders.
I use the bike lanes, and, you know, they get all pissy. But when they use the street, you know, and there's no bike lane, I don't get pissy.
That's Kevin Cosey again from Manhattan, who clearly has no problem using the bike lane.
The dueling oppressions of scooter riders and bikers. So is the city doing anything specifically to promote scooter riding?
Well, a spokesperson for the New York City Department of Transportation told me that they had no plans to promote scooters as an environmentally friendly alternative to cars or bikes or anything else. But the first of two motorcycle-only parking spaces just opened a few weeks ago. But 2 days after that first one opened, there was a car parked in it. Illegally, of course.
And before you go, Jim, I do have to ask you about this odd thing that I keep seeing increasingly, I think, which are these bicycles that have engines attached to them?
That's right. And you won't see license plates on them too, because they're kind of in a gray area of the law between bicycles and what are considered motorcycles or scooters. If they don't do 30 miles per hour, is my understanding, they don't have to be registered and you don't need a license. So they sort of get away with more.
WNYC's Jim Colgan, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
For a scooter's eye view of New York City, go to WNYC.org. For a video, this is WNYC.